encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Today on Encouraging Prayer, we have a follow-up to last week's talk about Mary and Martha and the importance of being at Jesus' feet. So James, you were telling me before we went on the air that over the years, when you've talked about that passage, you've often received a particular response. Let's talk about that.
Well, it seems that whenever you have an in-depth conversation with someone about this story regarding Mary and Martha from the 10th chapter of Luke, you invariably hear the same thing. Someone will say, well, I'm not a Mary, I'm a Martha. And the church and the world need Marthas because it's the Marthas who get things done.
I've heard that too. So let me ask you, how do you feel about that response, James?
Well, I get it, Robbie. But, you know, honestly, I feel it's overly dismissive of what Jesus is saying. Just think about it. In Luke 10:42, Jesus says to Martha, there's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Or as another translation put it, only one thing is needed. Mary has discovered what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Now, if you differ with that, again, think about this carefully. You're differing with Jesus. You're basically saying, honestly, Lord, I know more about this kind of thing than you do. Mary has not chosen what is better. Martha really knows what she's doing.
Oh, ouch. I've never seen it that way, but you're right. I mean, you could even say that the person is joining with Martha in scolding Jesus.
Right. I mean, it's kind of coming from there, although it's never intended that way. You know, but we need to state it strongly so that the terms are really clear. Let me put it another way. I just got back from a trip to Disney World with our family, and it was so much fun. I mean, we were getting on a ride with our 4-year-old grandson where you were assigned a particular character for your seat, and I don't remember which one it was. It's all a blur, but let's say it was Goofy, and he wanted to be someone else, Mickey. And at that point, his uncle Jeffrey, turns to him and tells him bluntly, "You don't get to be Mickey. You have to be Goofy." Now, please listen carefully. What you often hear people say in response to this story is basically, all this about Mary choosing what is better is well and good, but I'm not a Mary. I'm a Martha. I'm a doer. And the Lord made me that way, and certainly he understands. But here's the point. You don't get to be Martha. You have to be Mary if you want to follow Jesus. If you want to be close to him, Jesus said, one thing is needed. His words, not mine.
Yeah, you realize you've quit preaching and gone to meddling here.
Yeah, I know. But again, look at Jesus' words. Mary has chosen what is better. So do we want something less? You know, she's chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Do you really want to say, thank you, Jesus, but I'll settle for less, when the very thing that he's talking about here is being with him? So we have to choose every day. The decision to do what Mary did must be made every day, and it needs to be made first thing in the morning, even before we get out of bed. I will let Jesus in. I will listen to him. I will love him. I will go to him first, more than anything else.
Yeah, I agree, but what do you say to the person who says, but you just don't understand. I have so much to do.
Well, I would ask them gently, what will all the doing be without Jesus first? What will it lead to? There's nothing wrong with doing as long as the priority of being is established first. And Jesus would have us be with him before anything else. I think that's really what seeking his kingdom first is about.
So you're saying that when you make the decision to be Mary first, you'll actually be more effective, right?
Absolutely, because otherwise you're moving in your own strength instead of his. And what we need is his inspiration, his creative genius, his wisdom to inspire us and motivate us and help us step by step as we go through the day. And if we're just running in our own strength, we don't have that in the way that we could.
And we'll also have his peace.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because it reminds me of something else that happened on our trip. And I'll wrap us up with that. On our last day at Disney, we went to the Animal Kingdom to a place called Dinoland. It's kind of off in the corner, and it's sort of marketed to the under six crowd. And let me tell you, they were all there. And it was sort of set up like a carnival. It was loud, but there was a photo opportunity with Donald Duck. And our grandson got his picture taken, and there was a whole line of kids, you know. But there was this little girl. She was probably no older than three. And when she went to meet Donald Duck, he crouched down to meet her, and she gave him a hug. But then she did this thing. She put her head on his lap and just lay there. I mean, she just stayed there. I don't mean for a few seconds. You know, most of the kids have been like, thanks, Donald, I'm done. What's next? You know, but this little girl, she just stayed there. And the person in the costume just let her. And it got very quiet. And a minute passed, maybe more. And a minute at Disney is a long time, you know. And the people in line began to notice. Her mother got self-conscious, stepped forward. But the photographer just smiled and whispered, it's okay. No one rushed her. And for a moment, it was as if all of the hurry and noise melted away, and the reason why we were all there could be seen in the simple, heartfelt affection of a child. And it seemed to me that God was tapping me on the shoulder in that moment. At least it made me wonder, you know, doesn't heaven do the same thing? Every day the angels see men and women rush through their days on this earth, scarcely taking notice of why they're really here or of the one who blessed them with life to begin with. But every once in a while, someone comes along and puts their head on Jesus and their heart as well. And I think heaven stands up and takes notice. And every time someone chooses what is better, I think it gets very quiet, and it makes the angels whisper, look, look, there's one now. And that moment will not be taken from her, never, not now, not for eternity.
Wow. I mean, thanks for that reminder, James. And let's pray that we can all do this, shall we?
Let's do it.
Jesus, thank you for this little girl's reminder of how precious it is that we actually can, in prayer, lay there in your presence and just enjoy the peace of being with you. You'll let us know when and what we need to do if we just simply will come. Lord, I pray that you would give us this reminder, not just today, but as we live our life and enjoy you more. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.